Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello, Bitchola.
Hola.
How are we doing on this fine day in the Northwest?
We're very excited.
Yeah. We'll see what the night brings.
That's exactly right.
All right. So, back in the day, a million years ago, I was working in a military base, and I had put some of our material, construction material, on the wrong side of the line. And it was told I needed to remove that immediately. Well, what had happened was one of my two forklifts went down, and I was told in no uncertain terms I had 15 minutes to get this done. And so what I did was I procured a forklift from the military before asking permission.
But wait, did you grab the forklift to deal with the situation they said you have to deal with?
That's exactly what I did.
Okay.
That is exactly what I did.
So,
and so there was two ways to do it. I could phone uphill and may I please borrow your forklift? Or it can just do your bidding.
So you did the forklift, did what they asked you to do, and no one was the wiser?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They were so much wiser. Yeah. Army Corps of Engineers. Oh, yeah. It went.
So they thought you were trying to steal the thing when you were doing your job?
It was the fact that I didn't ask permission about taking military equipment.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, you borrowed it. All right. That makes sense.
I mean, that's what you tell them. Like, well, look, man, there's the possibility you would say no, but I still have to get this thing done.
Absolutely.
So now I got this thing done. You're mad.
If you say no, then it's a complete fail. If I just do what I do, then it's only 49% failure.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, I can live with that, man.
Yeah. I mean, if it's worse, though.
Like, I did not want to have to move this stuff. I was told I must move this stuff. Yeah. There's a forklift. Let me do it.
There was a guy that was, he was an engineer at the radio at a radio station I worked with. Apparently, the guy, and for whatever reason, this is a different guy than Gary, the guy I talk about who was naked and masturbating when I walked in that day. But this guy would actually go up to the transmitter, and he had a fold-out chair, he had a television, a VCR, and all of his porn VHS tapes.
He went to the transmitter to do this.
That's where he kept all his stuff. He was married, as far as I know. I did not know him that well, but I knew him. I would see him occasionally. We had a main engineer, but he was the transmitter specialist.
All right.
So to speak. I don't know what happened to the guy. I don't know. They fired him. I don't know what the deal was. But at one point in time, John, who was the engineer, not the guy with the stuff, but a buddy of mine, he said, look at this crap. He said, I had to go up to the transmitter and just to see what the hell is going on and what he's been up to. You know, what needed to be done up there.
Yeah.
He's like, and he brought back two boxes full of VHS porn that were Some of the boxes were huge.
Why did he bring it back?
He wanted to know if any of us wanted it.
Oh, so the other guy had been let go, I guess,
yes,
at this point?
Correct.
All right, all right.
So anybody want these?
He hauled the chair out. You know,
so what did you grab?
It was an old TV. I mean, I got three or four of them.
Now, did you grab by title, or did you just reach your hand in?
I grabbed it by the woman on the front of the box.
Did you know
these
who
were
was?
Complete. So it's not like homemade tapes. These are the
actual. No. These were like right. Actual, you know.
Then you did it right. She looks good. I'm taking this one.
Were there any titles that you remember?
Oh, God. I mean, it was basically like the era of
Vanessa Del Rio.
Not trying to be cheeky, just more like XXX.
Yeah.
You know, starring the names. Yeah. So it was more about the names of the people involved.
There was what? Vanessa Del Rio, Samantha, I'm thinking for our age group. Like any porn magazine you got, it's not that they did photo shoots, but there would be 15 advertisements per porn star in the back. So you got to know who Vanessa Del Rio is.
Yeah.
Never saw her in a porn, but I knew, like, if I see a porn, that's what I want.
They would do, Playboy would do videos of the centerfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were actually doing their shoot, there was someone there who was videoing the entire experience.
Yes.
So,
getting
you know,
my angles.
You see, like, if you got a Playboy, the woman would be walking through a field, or it'd be a still of her.
Yeah.
If you got the VHS, you actually see her walking through the field.
And there's nothing hotter than a woman walking through a field.
So they normally put two or three centerfolds on one VHS.
Yeah.
But there's no sex involved. It's just her doing the photo shoot, right? So I took three or four of those, I'm pretty sure. Problem was, I still lived at home.
Oh.
And these are big boxes. Like, these are not easily.
Right.
It is very clear what this big pink box is. You know, it's like, this is nothing that I would normally have on my own. You know, just like near E.T. and whatever else.
E.T., yeah. Vanessa Del Rio, yeah. Gremlins.
Oh, box sets. Okay.
Yes, yeah, box sets. Yeah,
They were big ass boxes. I think that was like their marketing technique. Like, the bigger the box, the more you'll see it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the box the VHS tape was in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Mike, that's what it's called. Big boxes. The entire collection.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
California man was arrested for allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of Legos to resell them at inflated prices.
See, that one I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Santa Rosa police began investigating an organized retail theft fencing operation against Robert Lopez last month. He's a resident of Lake County north of San Francisco Bay. I want to say, is Santa Rosa where the Russian River is? Is that the same?
The Russian River?
Russian River, where they have like the Pliny the Elder or the... Pliny the Younger, Russian River Brewing Company. Is that where that is?
Oh, okay. God, now this makes more sense. I'm not sure. I think that's where that is.
Detectives reviewed footage, conducted surveillance, and collaborated with organized retail theft investigators. Target, Walmart, you name it. They went to all the big box stores.
Back to big boxes.
The probe revealed additional evidence that Lopez was actively involved in an organized retail theft targeting only Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find anything else that he'd sold.
No, does that tell you that maybe they charge too much for Legos in general?
So they got a warrant for his home in Hidden Valley Lake. While there, detectives found tens of thousands of Lego pieces spread throughout the house, providing further evidence of the large-scale operation involving a lot of collectible sets. Police said the living room was filled with tubs, bins, and desks covered with loose Lego pieces. There are additionally numerous unopened boxes of new Lego sets, according to the department. Then cops found thousands of more Lego pieces in the kitchen and disassembled Lego mini figurines that were discovered with heads separated from the bodies.
Why do you think that is, Mike? Why would I separate that? I mean,
the heads,
head,
by the way, were because organized by facial expression.
Right, because the heads are very unique.
Okay.
You know, there's a bunch
so
of different expressions.
So I could fence those for more than I could maybe your standard Lego piece?
Yeah, you know what? I think so. Just because there's so many different characters that they can put in those faces. It's odd how close to a resemblance they can have in those faces.
It is a little weird.
According to police, they recovered over $6,000 in stolen Legos during the search of his home. They say Lego thiefdom is a growing concern due to their high Lego resale value, popularly among collectors and ease of concealment. In addition to Legos, police found ammunition, high-capacity magazines, and two guns in a safe. Guns were pump-action pistol-grip shotguns with collapsible stock, loaded with a drum-style magazine, and an assault rifle with a loaded high-capacity magazine inserted into it.
Hey, you can't protect your Legos enough.
Just in case. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Were you a big Lego kid?
I had Legos. They were no more popular than Lincoln Logs.
I agree.
They weren't as specialized.
They would sell a few sets, but overwhelmingly, if your parents bought you Legos, it was literally just a box of Legos. Mm-hmm. You were happy if there were maybe four wheels in it. That way you knew, I'll try to make a car.
When I was a kid, the Bionicles were really big, which was kind of
I remember those.
It was their sets that weren't quite as big, but they were just these little characters. They had movies and stuff like that, and I liked putting those guys together.
But
that was fun.
Does Legos now, do they just put out Legos, or is everything a specific set? Like, if I go to the store, all I see are sets. It could be from a Disney thing. It could be something architectural, but
I got a feeling that you should be able to buy just Lego sets.
Like, at the store. Like,
right.
Not to go to Lego, but just go to the store.
But I think the money is in the sets.
So,
it is.
So, Mike, if you were interested in doing something like that, if that was really your jam back then, so the replica battleship, okay, if you want to make that with Legos, you basically made it that as a model kit.
Yeah,
where you would glue the pieces together, and you would construct that kind of stuff with glue, and you would build your own models. So that kind of Lego, I believe, has taken the place of that hobby.
Basically,
as far as you know, when we had dumb stuff like in the last 20 years, Seattle's built the same high rise. It's gray. It's plain.
It's all glass. Right.
It looks like, hey, let's be Vancouver, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
We had Erector sets. Mm-hmm. Where you could actually build those skyscrapers.
And they looked exactly the same.
And make them all look exactly the same as the last 50 high-rises they built in Seattle in the last 20 years. I'm not kidding you. You could build like a 25-story skyscraper.
And they were cool.
That is my only problem with Vancouver. It is. All those buildings do just look exactly
the same.
Go to
South Lake Union. It's the same thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.